this month, January 2023, we have been focusing on creating our ideal life. What is it that you would love to have, to be, to do, to experience in 2023? And I shared that what we wanted to do is really take the time in January to set ourselves up for the best year ever. And there are certain things that you have perhaps been engaged in that I've invited you to do. One of them was to fill out the what you would love to do in and be and have in 10 major areas of life. And there might even still be some pieces of paper out there that you could fill that in. And how many of you have done that? Okay, some of you have. I applaud you. Okay, then we also have people that have made vision boards, or I call them I Have It boards. Who's made a vision or I Have It board for 2023? Good for you. And look, I actually did it this year. I have two sides because, you know, I'm going to have a great life. But oftentimes I cut them out and then I never get to putting them on the board. Now, this is vibration. This is energy. And I put this in a prominent place. I have had my life change because of various things that I have put there, because a picture has a vibration even greater than words. And I have words and pictures, so I'm encouraging you to do so. Last Sunday, Martin Luther King, we got into I Have a Dream. And then I shared I Have a Dream for Unity Santa Fe. And I encouraged you to write your own I Have a Dream for yourself and for the world in 2023. How many of you have done so? Okay, awesome. I am going to applaud. Let's applaud those that have done that. And now we're going to applaud those that are going to start today or this week. Okay? So what I know is when I applaud and give thanks for things that haven't yet happened, that kind of gives the impetus to having things happen. I thank Spirit for things that haven't been delivered. I give thanks for your perhaps not yet being inspired enough. But today, I expect that you're going to engage in more of that. So now I have a question for you. How many of you have some part of your life that you would term impossible to have that dream? Impossible dream. There is a part of you that has a dream and you go, that's pretty much impossible. Good for you. Now, for everybody who doesn't have an impossible dream, my question is why? Why don't you have one? Oh, okay. So I'm encouraging you to have an impossible dream, and perhaps you don't have an impossible dream because you don't want to be disappointed when your dream doesn't happen. Anyone, right? It might be because you want to be realistic and you want to live in the real world and not in a dream or fantasy, okay? You might go, I'm not going to have an impossible dream. That's just stupid, right? I mean, because, again, why even have an impossible dream? That doesn't even make sense. Perhaps you don't have an impossible dream because, hey, I'm too old. I'm too young. I don't have enough money. I'm not smart enough, I'm not creative enough, I'm not disciplined or motivated enough. I'm not something enough, I don't have the money, okay? Maybe that's why you don't have an impossible dream. Or perhaps you've just forgotten how to dream, okay? Now, to tell you the truth, and one more thing, perhaps you're satisfied with your life. Why have an impossible dream? My life is good. There's nothing wrong with any of those. In fact, I resonate with all of them. Some part of me believes in all of those. However, I believe that in alignment with our unity principles, that we are God beings. That our principle number two is that God is us. We are God beings in the five principles. I'll talk more about that in a bit. And Mary Manny Morrissey says that she believes, and I agree with her, that there is something within us. There is a life force that has expressed uniquely as each and every one of us. that is ever seeking a freer, fuller, more expanded expression of itself by means of us, okay? So there is something inside of us that, whether you want to admit it or not, there's something more that would love to be experienced. However, this all depends on what you believe. What you believe determines everything in your life, period. Okay? And the question is, principle number one in the five unity basic principles is God is all there is. My question is, do you believe that? Do you believe that 100%? What is your definition of the divine, of spirit, of God? And what is your definition of you in relationship to the divine? Those two things right there will determine what you are having in your life. Okay, I'm going to approach a subject. If God is all there is, then what happens when we have labeled the experience of evil in the world? War, terrorism, Holocaust. How can God be all there is when there is this appearance of what we have called evil in the world? That's a big one. Do you believe God is all there is? Then how do you explain that? And if we are God beings, how do you explain that? I am going to recommend 100 million times over and over again. So get ready, because it's The Five Principles by Ellen Debenport. It's a small book. It's not even 130 pages, maybe. And it's the five basic principles. And a principle is a law or a rule that works all the time, everywhere, for all people. This is the key, first of all, to having the life that you would love. Because living by the principles, we're living by these principles, but often unconsciously. She talks about in the first chapter, God is all there is. And she speaks to this question of evil. And I'm going to share this with you because I think this is important. She goes, here are some possibilities as to why there's this experience that we could call pretty much evil. And evil, of course, is life, or live, spelled backwards. Just side note. For instance, a possibility is that humans are created with free will, and we make mistakes. The word sin actually means to make a mistake and miss the mark. And she says, some miss it by miles. Mm-hmm. How about good and evil are simply labels that humans give to events based on our opinions at the time? What first starts out as a tragedy perhaps becomes a blessing. This one I thought was really cool. The human species is immature. Oh, heavens, no. The Aramaic word that became evil in the Bible is bisha, which means immature or unripe. Hence, the biblical reference to evil fruit meant it wasn't ripe. We as humans are immature or unripe, yet not living from divine consciousness. Okay? We can't see the big picture. Events have meaning that we don't understand, although later we might see the gifts that were brought to us. Anyone ever have that? And another possibility is we are creating our world through consciousness, which most people do not realize, much less alone know how to handle. Our every thought, feeling, and word sets up a response from the universe, but we have only a glimmer of understanding how to create our experience deliberately. And she goes on to say that there is no devil, there is no Satan, there is no adversary that is controlling us and trying to get us to the dark side. She says evil is basically what stems from humans' misuse of spiritual law and not from an evil entity that overtakes us. Okay? So we have a power within us, and it's about how to use these laws and principles consciously. We are using them all the time. We don't even know that, perhaps. I advocate having this book, and not just having it and reading it, but to read it, to study it, to read it over and over and over and over again. Read a few pages every day. See, its repetition is what is going to help you to digest this and to embody this. How did you learn your multiplication tables? You basically over and over and over again. This isn't a big book. If what it would happen to your life, I'm going to guarantee your life would change if you read this for 30 to 40 days every day, some part of it. Maybe you don't want your life to change, and that's okay too, right? You have power to change. You have choice. I'm just saying the five principles are what I'm going to base my life off, and I want to embody them. I met up yesterday with a classmate from my high school days, David Stenrus. I actually attended the senior prom with David. He was a party buddy. We weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, but we were party people, and we went, and I have a formal dress. I actually have a picture out on the vestibule thing, and it's of me and David. So you can see your Rev in a formal dress, 18 years old, with David. He called me and said he was going to be in New Mexico, so I met with him and his wife at Jenga. We spent a couple hours catching up with each other because we haven't seen each other for 44 plus years. 44, and that's quite a while. And then at some point, because he didn't know the spiritual path and how I was talking and this and that, and he goes, "Do you have any books to recommend?" And I'm like, "Well, there's only a ton of them. The one that I recommended, what was it?" Bing, he wrote it down. I'm like, that's the one that I say, have it, but don't just have it, read it every day, you know? And you don't have to. I'm just saying, if you want to live the life that you want to live by the universal principles, these aren't just unity principles, these are universal principles. They work, you know, all the time, for everyone, everywhere. Your choice is to learn them, to apply them, and to embody them, or not. Again, this is all about your choice. So why I'm sharing this is because living your dream, when we actually understand these laws, these principles, we can work with them. We can work in harmony and alignment with these, which are creating our reality. That is the basic bottom line. It's very simple, maybe not easy, but it becomes easier the more that we digest and take these principles in and find that, hey, what if this is true, that God is all there is? What if it's true that everyone is the divine? What if it's true that my every thought, feeling, and word is creating? What if it's true? What if it is true? It's an experiment. I'm teaching a class right now called Prosperity Plus 3, and she calls this a 7-week experiment. And we are taking these very principles, and we are working them in our lives. We are working them, and they are working through us to create the life of prosperity. We have major areas of our lives. We spent the first week looking at our health, our relationships, our money and time freedom, and our vocation or our purpose in life. And we were rating them on a scale of 1 to 5. 5 being it is the best ever. And then a 1 was like, not so much, and somewhere in between. See, every one of us, I believe, has some area of your life where there is some discontent. Okay? What's your area of discontent where it's not a 5? Okay? Where is there a longing to have something, but you think it's impossible, so you're not going to go there? Okay? Mary Morrissey is encouraging us to dream. In fact, she calls a real dream something you don't know how to bring about. Okay? That's what an impossible dream is. I don't know how I'm going to end up with the best spiritual community ever, right? Spirit new, okay? Everything in my life is because I'm basing my life off of these principles. It's about dreaming the impossible dream. See, your job, my job, is to know the what and not to know the how. Our challenge as human beings, we want to know how it's going to happen. And if we can't, don't think we can't see it, then we don't even bother. Well, I'm going to say bother. Right now, I'm grieving the passing of my wife 3 weeks ago, okay? So for right now, for me to dream, feels pretty impossible to even dream. However, Spirit in all of her glory has said, that's why I'm having you teach this class. And I'm listening to these CDs by Mary Morrissey. And I'm listening to them over and over because that's what's putting this consciousness. And I'm like, okay, so if I was to dream, what would I love? And it's actually starting to bring some ideas forward, okay? I do have some dreams. There are dreams. And here's the thing about dreams and desires. They're not even yours. You're like, what? I'm going to just say, your life isn't even your life. Well, what do you mean it's not my life? There is no Liz. There is Spirit expressing as Liz. You know the word desire, what it actually means when you break it down? Of the Father. You can change that to of Spirit. So what I'm telling you is that every one of your desires isn't even your desire. It is Spirit's desire to have what it is that you think it's yours that you want to have. No, that's what Spirit wants to have by means of you. It wants to have the experience as Pam, as Sandy, as Charlotte. It wants to have the experience. And we don't have to agree with it. We don't have to be open to it. But I'm thinking Spirit wants to have a good time by means of me. That's what I'm choosing. It wants to have romance. It wants to have intimacy. It wants to have travel. It wants to have time and money freedom. It wants to have the expression of health and well-being. That's why Myrtle Fillmore, that's why we got into Unity to begin with. Because she took that idea that God was in her body. And she talked to it. And she talked to her body and healed herself. She was applying this, these principles. And that's how Unity got born, is she cured herself of tuberculosis because she took an idea, a principle, and she embodied it, and she trusted and said, this is true. What if it was true that divine intelligence is in my body and it's just needing direction? And I'm the one who gets to give it direction. You're the one that gives your life direction. You are the ones that get to create the blueprint. When you want to build something, you can't just go, poof. Well, maybe you can, I don't know. But but you have to have a blueprint. The blueprint of what that house looks like, what that life looks like. That blueprint is your dream, okay? You have to have that impossible dream, the one you don't even have any clue as to how that could even be. Because Spirit knows. Spirit knows. And here's the thing about impossible dream. I'm changing it. My impossible dream is actually I'm possible dream. Okay? You can take impossible and break it up. I'm possible dream. Your impossible dream is not impossible except that you think so. Nothing is impossible to Spirit. With God, all things are possible. Do you believe that? If you don't, then guess what? It's not going to happen. It's okay, because the universe is going to take what you believe and manifest it. That is how it works. You don't have to know how, just know the what. So I'm going to encourage you to continue to dream. Dream bigger. What's impossible? What seems crazy? What do you have no clue how that could even be? So you have the blueprint, but the next part that Mary Morrissey talks about in her class, and our classmates are getting this even deeper, is that you have to have a burning desire. Because in order to go the distance, to continue to focus on that impossible dream, you have to have a desire that is burning desire. Now, I'll be honest with you. Some of my desires, not so much a burning desire, okay? You might go, I have a desire, but It's not a burning desire. However, you can create the burning desire by how you're thinking about it. And what you want to do is you want to envision it, visualize, and feelize what it would feel like to have that. And what is it? So, for instance, it's I wanted to release weight. Never try to lose weight, because then you'll find it again. So I wanted to release weight, but everything I was doing wasn't happening. Why? Because I was taking action without doing the inner work. There's another book that I love. It's called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting by Lynn Grabhorn. And she talks about the astonishing power of feelings. So what I did was I did a visualization. What do I see as my, what would I love to see? And it was an image that I had of a little girl about 5 years old running with her arms outstretched through the branches of a willow tree. And the feeling and the word that was there was freedom. There was just a freedom. I wanted to be carefree. I don't want to think about weight and all the things that go with that, doing this. I did this on a regular basis. Okay, so I created the inner world, and then I took action. I actually joined Weight Watchers, had no plan of ever doing something like that, and it was easy, and it was freeing, because we have to do the inner work, okay? To do inspired action. Inspired. So, now you've got your blueprint, your dream, your vision, and you're feeling into it. You have a burning desire because you're pretending what it would feel like to do whatever it is that you're saying. So then, we have a third part, and that's called action, which I just spoke of. And where's my little quote? There is a, and let's see, who knows where it's at. I could tell you, it's a vision without action is a dream. A dream without, or action without vision is a nightmare, okay? You need to have that inspired action, which means we need to work on the inner world first. In the five principles, flipping from principle one to five, she speaks of this and she says, knowing and understanding the laws of life, also called truth, are not enough. A person must also live the truth that you know. First words out of that chapter are, at last we put the principles into action. Four of the five principles are about shifting consciousness before changing behavior. Okay? We'd need to do the inner work. Your actions will come by the inner work. In our society, we are like what you do. You know, we're human doings, not human beings. Y'all have a to-do list? Who has a to-do list? Come on, fess up. Y'all got to-do lists. Well, I'm going to suggest you have a to-be list. What do you want to be? What do you want to be? See, it becomes this, what do you want to be? And then your actions will follow. And she also has a checklist in here. I'm not going to go through this because you're all going to go home and you're going to get the book today or you're going to read it. But she talks about the first four principles constitute a handy checklist before taking action. That's gold right there. If you have action, check these four boxes. And it'll talk about, are you doing principle one, two, three, and four? Once you're in alignment with those four principles in your checklist, move on. You can take that action because you're applying those principles, which are laws. So what do you want to be? And that takes us into Reverend Linda Martelowitz-Sett's book, Divine Audacity, where she talks about these 12 inherent powers that Myrtle and Charles Fillmore came up with. Looking at the disciples, the 12 disciples. We all have these traits. She talks about, in the chapter, about imagination. She talks about the conceiving of an idea. Actually, what you are doing in conceiving an idea, you're pulling an idea, a thought, from the law of the pure potentiality, because everything already exists. By the way, you don't create anything. Everything that is created already exists. Our job is that we tap into the divine mind that says this desire is what is yours to have if you're willing to accept it. So you have an idea, you conceive it, then you visualize, you vision it. And the third part, she speaks of embodiment. You want to embody that. Today's talk was called Living the Dream. I actually thought it should be called Being the Dream. Who is the woman, who is the man that is living that dream? And to have those statements, I am the woman who is living the dream life. I am the woman who has the most amazing spiritual community ever. I am the woman who has romance and love in my life again. I am the woman who has so much freedom and that I'm traveling the world with my spiritual community. I am the woman who is backpacking in Europe. I am the woman who's taking a world cruise. I am the woman who's financially free. I am the woman who's so healthy. It's amazing that as I get older, I become even better in my health and well-being. I am the woman who. I am the man who. It's who you embody and become is really the important thing. You are going to become more of the God being that you came here to be, that you forgot that you were because you got brainwashed, that you aren't, right? Right? I'm just saying. So we're going to embody the dream. We're going to have that blueprint. Dream the impossible dream. I dare you. I double dare you. Go for it. Go for it. And then feel it and imagine it and pretend. Get your inner child involved, the one that wants to feel and play and laugh. Right? And say yippee-doo at the end of a service. Right? Somebody had to be Reverend Yippee-doo. So do this work and then take these inspired action. Do the inner work. The actions will follow. You don't even have to figure out what to do. But you can ask the question, what can I do with what I have now? Where I am now, what I have now, what can I do? People in our Prosperity Plus class will be hearing that question today. What can I do? And realize there's always something you can do, but you want it to be inspired. In order to go the distance, in order to reach the impossible dream, or in order to reach the I'm possible dream, we need to have those three things to go the distance. We need to have our blueprint dream. We need to have the feelization, and we need to embody and be the person who's living and being the dream itself. Who wants to go the distance? Who's willing to do this? I'm going to see everybody's hand up right now. That's right. God's demanding this. And by the way, you don't have to do anything if you don't want to. You're not getting graded. But it's your life. It's your choice. I know you're all reading the five principles. Spirit goes, that's right. So thank you. Let us go the distance together in love. And so it is. Yippee-doo. Yippee-doo.